Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the situation with Governor Andrew Cuomo deepened over the weekend as a second accuser came forward, Charlotte Bennett, a former aide, also with claims of sexual harassment. This has brought in the Attorney General, the chorus of lawmakers calling for investigations, and even some calling for the governor to resign. Give us an update this morning.
A dramatic 24 hours of politics in New York, starting Saturday night when the report first broke in the New York Times, and all the way to last night, which was capped, and the governor, after his third attempt to set parameters for how this might be investigated, he finally ceded control and sent the case to Attorney General Tish James with full subpoena power and full power to name the investigator of her choosing to investigate not only the claims of Charlotte Bennett, but also Lindsay Boylan, who had earlier accused the governor of sexual harassment. A lot of interesting things going on within here. The governor took two stabs at trying to set the parameters. Both of them received very bad reactions from Democrats across the state. In fact, it was a phenomenon where you had Democrats everywhere lining up behind Tish James and no one behind Andrew Cuomo, because in each of his first two attempts, he tried to have some say over how to investigate this. And, you know, that's something that would not have happened in the governor's first term when he was very popular and no legislator was really speaking out against him on anything. So here we are in his third term and the circumstances are quite different. And I think it's due to a lot of things coming together at once right now, creating a lot of turmoil, a lot of blowback for the governor. You've got things coming down three tracks. Stories about nursing homes and a federal investigation, story about the governor's bullying personality, and now sexual harassment claims. All of those have put the governor in a somewhat precarious position as we wake up here on Monday.
And a good chance those emergency powers will be stripped from what I'm reading.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about how the legislature might act. One thing is to pass a bill that would take back at least some of the pandemic powers they granted the governor last year. They've been itching to do this for a while for various reasons, and the latest investigation now, the sexual harassment claims in the last 24 hours, all fuel that even more.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thank you.